Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 410, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 32, Beware the Night.
It aired September 22nd, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. You know the deal? By now?
Yeah, come on. It's only episode 410.
Yeah, at least...
Episode 32 of this one that has only been written by two people. Some of them, only one of them.
Some of them only Judd did. Let's not talk about the only Judd episodes.
We should get a couple that's only Jackie to balance out,
It's only fair. I feel like a Jackie Marchand exclusive in Time Force would kick butt. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Because Time Force is good. It rhymes. So it has to be true.
That's true.
That's the law. That's not my law. That's in the Bible and the Constitution.
I bet it's in there.
Both of them. And lo, God said, if it rhymes, it must be true.
And I'm pretty sure that is in there. That's one of the Ten Commandments.
And then George Washington was like, same though. Took what God said about rhyming.
Right. He co-signed.
He co-signed. Yeah, RT. That George said George Washington in the Constitution. Anyway, we're going to go watch Beware the Night now. Time Force. Time Force. Time Force. Power Rangers. And we're back, and we just watched Beware the Night, and this one got buck wild.
What just a crazy episode this is.
This episode, from the beginning to the very end, is absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're about to talk about it, because I have no idea how I would sum this up without giving an entire episode-long description of it. Without spoiling how just buck wild it gets.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything.
All right, so, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. That's where the archives are, updated through in space. So if you're wondering where all our old episodes are, it's there. Because when we started doing podcasts, we found the worst way to put them online.
But it's free, mostly.
But it's pretty much free.
When we started, it was totally free.
Yep, and then
we had to migrate everything over to a server.
We did have to move later, because the thing we used... Google Drive stopped letting you do it the way we did it.
Yeah. Also, that would... Unless we paid for Google Drive, we could only store so many episodes on that anyway.
I mean...
Because it's what, like...
Like 15 gigs?
Yeah.
Which we probably have done at this point.
I'm almost certain.
We've done so many. Anyway, yeah. So that's where all of our archives are. All of them. All the ones. Bonus episodes for In Space up yet?
Nah.
Those will be up soon. Give it time. It's a process. But that's where to go. What do I do next? Email. littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Rambutan Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay. At least I'm pretty sure we're still on Stitcher on this one. Google Play. It just dropped, I think, United. Maybe it's...
Google did?
It's either United or Cool Kids Table. It has not updated in forever.
Weird. Was Stitcher also having that problem, or did I make that
Stitcher
up?
Had a problem with like a couple episodes, but I think it was fine. But yeah, anything else? Look, we don't control it. We don't know how.
All we can do is say, here's where you get the episode.
We're like, here's
it's up to them whether they do or not.
We're like, here's the fees, and they're like, thank you, I will take these in. I don't want that one. I only want 15 minutes of this one. And we can't do anything about that, and I'm sorry. But if you want to go to any of those places, leave us a rating review. That'd be great, especially iTunes, because we checked that one. Because it's easiest. And also, we're at 50. And we've been doing this for like a long time. And I would like a couple more reviews if you have them. Please, may I have some reviews? I'm like Oliver Twist. But he eats podcast reviews instead of gruel or whatever it was.
It's probably just grits.
It was just wet. Soggy grits.
Here's your overdone, overwatered grits with no butter. So you don't even have that going for it.
Just raw, wet grits.
Raw, wet grits. Do you cook them in boiling water?
I have no idea how you prepare them.
These ones are in lukewarm water. And
tepid water from the sink?
I don't know how to make grits. I know how to eat them, but I'd rather not.
I also don't know how to make them, and I don't like them. But I don't like to talk about food I don't like because people will assume you have insulted their entire family.
Yes.
If you say that you don't like a food they like.
Yeah, can we follow this conversation up real quick with a, it's cool if you like grits.
Yeah, that's fine if you like that wet, nasty sand. That's not the problem. The problem is when I say I don't like it, you're like, well, my grandpa liked grits and you must hate him now. And like, hey, my grandpa loved grits. And he made me grits that everyone swore were the best grits they ever had. Because my grandpa made the best grits, and they were nasty. So if the best grits are nasty, then grits is nasty.
Yeah, and your grandmother's favorite grits are not going to change our mind.
Yeah, but please leave us a rating and review on iTunes.
Don't rate us one star because grits?
Because of grits, I'm so sorry. I'm from New Hampshire. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm so used to worrying about taxes so much that I just don't have time to like grits. I'm sorry.
We just can't do it. I'm too busy not having most taxes. I miss it. Anyway, what else? Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which we are climbing back up. We're getting close to the next set. So if you like those and you would like to hear more, convince your friends to pledge, because you have already heard them because you're a patron, because they're Patreon only. But they're very fun, and I might just watch the rest of the show on my own just for funsies, because I like it a lot. But if you want us to talk about it, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. Also, you get early episodes and occasional bonus stuff whenever the mood strikes. We did a bonus on Mario Odyssey a while ago when it first came out. We did a bonus episode on the Sonic movie.
Yeah, we did.
Because we had to. And we still talk about the Sonic movie a lot. But sometimes
I'm always thinking about it.
I just want to know. I just want to see it. Detective Pikachu comes out in a couple weeks, though. And I'm
in 1 month. 4 weeks.
It looks so good. He was in a little baby seat in the back. Did you see?
Well, yeah, he's just a little guy.
Him, baby.
He's only 1'4".
I love him. I love Detective Pikachu. Anyway, this isn't that podcast. This is Power Rangers. There's no Power Ranger movies coming out soon, though I wish there would be. There might be Turbo on Blu-ray, and if they don't give me that 3-hour director's cut.
I just want it.
I swan to John. I'm going to be so upset.
I wish we could start a petition. I mean, we can, but it's not going to do anything.
No.
I just wish we could do something, just like rally everyone together to get this extended cut.
Let's just, all the Power Ranger podcasts we know, which are two more, one's a Sentai podcast, it's close enough, we'll just get a groundswell. We'll get everybody listening. We'll be like, hey, all listeners, tweet at Shout Factory, email Shout Factory right now. Say, we want that big Turbo movie.
We want the big boy.
We want the big boy, and we want that Turbo movie with the Hemi, and we want it now. And hopefully,
and they'll be like, I don't know what that means.
And they'll be like, go away.
Give them the regular Turbo movie in 4K.
Here
that's
it is.
The big one.
Here it is on Blu-ray. DVD?
Blu-ray?
I call it Blu-ray still, and I don't want people to think I'm like mispronouncing it for like no reason. I heard a guy adamantly telling his very old mother that everything was going Blu-ray now. He's like, you know, like DVD. So like he knew that a Blu-ray was a thing, but he didn't know what it was or what the actual name of it was. But he was so insistent that it was called Blu-ray. And I was like, that's like if you make one at home yourself.
It's a homebrew ray.
It's a homebrew ray. Anyway.
Yeah, that's at the same Walmart that a woman once asked me if we had the circle things with the movies on them. So
I still don't believe that. But then also at the same time.
And she asked me right in front of the DVDs. I was like, oh, you mean the DVD?
These boys?
They are right here. That's my favorite is when someone's like, where's this thing? And you just point a little bit next to them.
I love that. When they're in the aisle, they're like, where's this? And you're like, you're there.
It's right here.
You made it. Congrats.
Hey, do you have Legos? Yeah, you're asking me in the Lego aisle.
Yeah, you had to walk by... You had to walk by a Lego dinosaur that roared at you and screamed, yeah. This is awesome, the theme song.
Underneath a giant Lego archway.
Nobody looks at anything in stores.
Crazy.
Anyway, this is a Friday show. Any new reviews?
Nah.
All right. We do have a new email. It's from Gavin. Gavin's been a listener of our Pokemon show for a very long time, and apparently he's just jumping on Morphin Grid. Says, hey guys, it's Gavin. I've been listening to all of your other podcasts, and I'm finally caught up with them. The reason I didn't listen to Morphin Grid sooner is because I've seen maybe half an episode of Power Rangers ever. I think it might have been SPD, so I had essentially seen none. I'm watching the show from the beginning, and I'm halfway through in space, which is freaking amazing. I trucked through Terp in 2 days. That hurt me a lot. Woof! That first day is all the bad Terp, and that's a lot to do.
If you're going
to
knock it out, just do it all at once.
Yeah.
Put it on in the background while you're doing something else.
That hurt me a lot, I imagine. Basically, I want to thank you for introducing me to this dumb show for babies that has an extremely high highs and unforgiving lows. P.S. I want to get to Time Force. Is Lightspeed Rescue even really necessary to watch? I will obviously listen to your episodes. Your friend, Gavin. Well, Gavin, let me tell you, you do need to watch Lightspeed Rescue because it's very good. You do not need to watch Lost Galaxy. It is pretty bad the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know what everybody's problem with Lightspeed was because I feel like we heard lukewarm things before we went into it, but it rules, so I definitely wouldn't skip it.
Lightspeed owns bones.
Lost Galaxy is just problematic pretty much the whole time.
It's problematic and boring and confusing and just bad a lot of the time. So there's that.
Yeah.
So you don't need to watch that. And if this was, when did we get this email? I should probably just email him April 6th. That was 4 days ago. Yeah. I'm just going to email him because this is not going up for another week and a half, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, hey, skip Lost Galaxy. But then when he listens to this episode, he'll hear it. This is for anybody. If you're thinking about watching the show and you want to get to Time Force quick, you can jump right over Lost Galaxy and a lot of season 2.
Yeah.
Cuz like not great.
And Alien Rangers.
And
that's just also completely unnecessary.
Save yourself the 5 hours. Don't watch
except
Alien
for
Rangers.
Like maybe the very last episode of it.
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be...
Just because that leads into Zio.
Yeah, and you're going to want to know what happened going into Zio, because it's pretty big. anyway, that's all we got for stuff. Thank you for your email, Gavin. Thanks for listening to the show. Really appreciate it.
Also, it's crazy that you're watching Power Rangers because of us.
So, that's the second weirdest way someone has done something because of this show. Do you know what the weirdest way is?
Tell me.
Tanner, our friend Tanner.
Yeah.
We know Tanner from online.
Yeah.
Because they listen to this show. Do you know how they found the show?
No.
Through the TV Tropes page for United.
Really?
And then started listening to the show because of the TV Tropes page. That's bonkers.
That is nuts.
And pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because I've been like... on TV Tropes, and you're like clicking on tropes, and you're like, what's this? Let me see some examples of this. And it's like, here's a show you've never heard of, or a movie, or whatever. And you're like, I should check that out because I like this thing. So let me see what this is about. But someone's done that for us too.
I should go back onto our tropes and see how it. I haven't been on there in a minute, so I'm sure stuff's been added.
Yeah, I haven't been on the United one in a minute. I know there's a lot of stuff for the Cool Kids Table one.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to pull from that, too.
There's a whole, like, funny page that's just jokes that we've done. Oh. Sometimes I just go back and watch and read those.
Yeah, when that page first launched, I read through that and just was laughing the whole time because we're all very funny.
We're pretty good at this. Anyway, do you want to talk about Beware the Night?
Yes. I think more than any other episode we've ever watched.
It wasn't after the episode finished. It was about, like, 4/5 through the episode, you just turned to me and you were like, This might be the weirdest thing we've ever seen on Power Rangers, this whole episode. And I don't think you're wrong.
No.
It was a weird one, but like in a fun, cool way.
It's super weird. They have no interest in explaining
anything at all. That's the wild part. That's the craziest thing, is that like they don't tell you why.
Or how.
They're just like, there is. Continue.
Yeah, you know. And it's like a 10, 12-year-old kid. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, as an adult, you're like, wait a minute.
There's a lot going on right now.
Like, two episodes ago, there was, like, time magic. They healed a man. And last episode, he got sent a motorcycle from the future.
That looks like a Porygon.
Looks like a Porygon. And then in this episode, there's knights.
There's a knight.
So we start off on some knights, and they got the red fog, because it's an epic battle.
Yeah.
It's epic. Like the gamers, how gamers say it?
Get out of here. Get out of here, Fortnite.
I love Fortnite. I love to do the dances. All of them. All the Fortnite dances.
You can floss. You can Carlton. I only know those two because they were sued over them.
I don't think you can Carlton anymore, yeah.
I don't know any other ones.
Just a lot of stolen dances Forkknife did. Anyway, so there's two knights. There's some red fog. I thought a car was on because, like, if it's foggy and, you know, you hit the brake lights.
Like taillights?
Yeah, like, it lights up fog pretty red. No, we're in night times. Not like it's dark. I mean, it is dark.
It is also nighttime.
It's nighttime, but it's the night times. Knight times. And there's two knights fighting, and one of them is like, give me that box. And the other one's like, no, you're evil. So yes. They joust about it.
Yes, they do. We do have to point out there is the evil black knight.
Obviously.
And then there is the good white, red, and a little bit of green night.
I don't know about the green.
Maybe there wasn't green.
It was nighttime, and there was a red light as the primary lighting source, so I know that the main color of the night was white. The painted accent stuff was red, and that other color might have been gold, but it might have been green.
Oh, maybe.
It's real hard to tell.
It could have also just been, like, chainmail.
It could have been, yeah. But, like, it's just kind of hard to tell. Also, like, I'm pretty colorblind. I'm not, like, actually colorblind, but, like, you know, there's like tests where it's like, here's a bunch of shades of this one color. Put it in order. There's like three quarters. Like here's 20 of them. Like, well, here's all these five could be any one of them. And these five could be any one of them. And that's like at best. So when it's dark and the only lighting source is red, I'm like, I don't know what color that is. But they just about this box that the good knight has. And the black knight kills him.
Yeah, he kills him for real. It's like a Renaissance fair joust.
Yeah.
He knocks him off the horse, but it is implied that he died because he's like, give me the box. And the white knight says, you could have the box, but you can't open it.
Yeah, he's like, no, you can't have the box. I mean, you can take it, but you can't like open it because only someone of pure of heart, and you are evil. And then he dies.
Evil!
And then he goes, and then dies. And then we cut from there to the Power Rangers. Coming home. Now, here's the thing that I'm just realizing. It's never stated this is in the past. We don't know when this was.
That's true. But also, how can it not
it's
be?
It's gotta be.
It has
it's
to be.
It's gotta. Because, like, they're both knights.
They're just knights.
I did, like, I thought I saw a car, but it might have just been some bushes.
Sometimes you can't tell when it's nighttime. And the only light source is red.
Is red fog, yeah. So then we cut to the Power Rangers. They're coming home. They turn the lights on. They're all, like, sore and tired. And Katie's like, I never want to see another mop again. Trip's like, I'm so hungry I could eat a broom, which is a bad idea. There's almost no nutritional value in that at all. And Jen's like, well, you're going to need it tomorrow, so don't eat it because we are going to have another cleaning job tomorrow. And they're like, ugh. Which, like, yeah, I get it. Though at the same time, I would trade my job for the odd job's job right now in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, not even a question. So Wes is making a phone call, and I think he ordered pizza. Because then Tripp's, he's like, Tripp, we're getting pizza. And he's like, yeah. And he hangs up the phone. He's like, here's the money. You're going to go pick it up. So I think he called the pizza place. He's like, hey, get these pizza ready. but didn't ask if there was a delivery option, which you should always do.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't like delivery pizza? No, nobody doesn't like that. It comes to your house.
You don't have to leave.
You don't got to do nothing.
You don't have to cook it.
Sometimes you have a really nice pizza guy named Dom who delivers your pizza.
The hardest thing you have to do is wait for that pizza.
Yeah. And if you order online, it's like, yeah, 50 minutes. And you just forget about it. And then pizza shows up. You're like, hell yeah. Some za.
I love za.
I love a za. So he's like, oh, fine. And he like, they're like, thanks for volunteering. Oh, it's really great of you to volunteer. Katie sells it a little too hard.
A little bit. Because she's last. Everyone else has already left the room. And she's like, hey, Trip. Thanks so much for volunteering to get the pizza.
And then, like, shuffles up the stairs doing yeah, jazz hands. And then, so we cut to him coming back from the pizza place. He's still in his, like, jumpsuit. So he's like, I'm not even going to change. I'm just going to go in my dirty jumpsuit.
He does still have his backpack on. Otherwise, how else would you know his trip?
I wouldn't. And so he's coming home, and he's got the pizza. He's like, why do I always have to get the pizza? Ugh. It's like, well, Trip, I don't know. Maybe you did the least amount of work. I don't know. I didn't see.
Or.
You're a pushover.
That's exactly why. They're like, go get the pizza. And you go, oh, man.
Oh, man.
And then you go get the pizza.
Because you should be like, no, Lucas should get it. He's got a car. He can get there and back in 2 minutes. But no, they're like, Trip, you're a dummy and you won't stand up for yourself. Go get the pizza. And so he goes and gets the pizza. He's coming back and he gets this look. He's like, I'm going to get him. I'll get over that. I'll get one over on him. And so he opens the pizza and he takes one out. And it is some nasty Chuck E. Cheese looking pizza. It is like day glow orange.
It's just, there's just like a hardened layer of grease on the top of it.
It's so nasty. He picks it up. It is solid. I like my pizza my crust consistency to vary. Like sometimes I like a nice floppy pizza, but sometimes I like a pizza that, you know, has some weight.
Yeah, I like one that's got a stronger frame. I don't like to lift up a slice and then all my toppings just plop back down.
Well, see, what you got to do is you got to get a paper plate, you slip it on the plate, and then you like slowly inch the pizza off.
There's no time for that.
The problem, Josh, I'm glad you asked, is that sometimes you're at your favorite pizza place in Keene, New Hampshire. It's called Amici's, and they used to have a real sloppy crust situation. And it was delicious, but it was also pretty greasy. And one time, I ate a slice of pizza this way, using the Mason method, where you just poke it off. And you just eat the pizza that way because it has no form. It cannot contain itself. And unless you want to put two up, make them a pizza taco, then you're not going to be able to
or
hold
it. You fold it and you eat in New York style.
Yes. So I'm eating it. I'm pushing it off the paper plate. I finish the pizza slice and I look back and there is a big chunk of plate missing because the grease had just completely soaked it through. And so I didn't even notice.
You ate the plate?
I ate the plate.
You ate the plate?
I ate the plate, Josh. And it was not like a small amount of plate.
Oh, no. It's like that Reese's commercial, the mad scientist that only eats the middle.
Yeah.
It was like that with a plate.
But it was like, there was like, here's the plate. And there's like a cartoon bite mark out of it. From when I got down on that pizza too hard. Anyway, so he's like, he takes one bite of a pizza, and Katie calls him, and he's like, Trip, where's that pizza?
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, I'm coming home. She's like, why does it sound like your mouth's full? And he's like, I'm out of breath from running. She's like, you better get here soon. I swan to John. I'm going to punch you in the mouth. And he's like, all right, I'm coming. So he closes the pizza, and then the red fog attacks.
Well, he's going to finish his slice, I think, and then
he puts it back with a bite out.
Yeah, but I think he has it up to like eat it, and he hears the horse, and then he puts it down,
and then we get
the fog.
The fog, the Renaissance fog, as you called it.
Because if you're sitting under an overpass eating pizza, and you hear a horse, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Something's gone wrong. And so then the knight comes out and attacks him, but doesn't, just like attacks by him.
It does attack him, because with his sword, he cuts the top off of his hat and makes it a Scotty Too Hotty hat.
Yeah, and he drops the pizza, and the knight, who's from medieval times, not the restaurant, the era, just has no respect for the za, stomps it all to death. And then we cut to commercial. We cut to the theme song. Maybe the Knight and the Trample is after the theme song. I don't know.
Either way, he runs over this pizza.
He massacres this pizza. And Triple like, grabs a pizza, jumps over like a banister, and lands like on the edge of a dumpster and falls off. It looked
spine first.
It looked real rough. Then we cut back to the clock tower, and they're all sitting at the table. Jen's like pacing, and she's like, he's been gone too long. Kay's like, yeah, he's like, something's gonna happen. And Wes's like, you're right. We gotta know where that Zai is.
He's like, yeah, we will assemble and send out a search party. We gotta find the Zai.
We gotta. And so they all get up to find the Zai and Trip, I guess. And then Trip comes in.
And yeah, they just run right into Trip.
They run into him. They grab the pizza. They're like fighting over who gets the first slice. And Trip's like, guys, this crazy thing just happened to me. There was a Knight, and they're like, what are you? Oh, who cares? And then they like turn around and they see the boxes are like concave. And they open it up, and it is like the nastiest pizza mess I have ever seen in my life.
I think they actually ran this pizza over with the horse. Like, that's the same pizza from the shot.
It's the real pizza?
Yeah.
I would not doubt it.
Because it looks like it got run over by a horse.
It looks so bad. And he's like, they're like, what happened? He's like, so I'm trying to tell you, there was a Knight, and he had a sword this big, and he cut my hat. And I don't think he said anything about the hat yet.
He like looks at him through the hat.
Yeah, oh, Wes does. He's like, look what he did to my hat. They're like, yeah, right. And so Wes is like, you need to make up stories and cut your own hat just because you dropped the pizza. And he's like, I did it.
This pizza does not look like it was just dropped.
If you dropped this pizza, I would be like, where did you drop it? Did you drop it underneath a car?
I dropped it into the river.
Into the
and then to stop it from floating away, I had to jump on it. And then a bear got it, and I had to wrestle it away.
Wrestle a bear to get the pizza back. And they're like, okay. And then Jen's like, it's fine. It happens. You dropping it. The Knight stuff is malarkey. Because, you know, these four people from the future, they could never see a Knight. That's ridiculous.
No, they don't exist in this time.
No, this is the year 2000.
Don't be
not
silly.
The year 1000. So Jen's like, let's go find something to eat. So they go downstairs. We cut to the Knight. He's going into a cave. The cave's got the Renaissance fog. This is just the theme.
This is when I realized between the red fog, the horse sounds, and the soundtrack they put behind the Knight, this gives me just crazy Sleepy Hollow vibes.
The movie?
No, just like Headless Horseman in general. More the Are You Afraid of the
Dark episode.
The Are You
Afraid of the Dark episode? That episode scared me so much I didn't watch that show for like 2 more years.
It's one of my favorite episodes, and it's literally just the Headless Horseman.
Yeah. I was like, I'm a big bad 8-year-old. I can watch this show. And my mom was like, all right. And my parents didn't really care what I watched like at all, but they were like, if you're sure, like, go ahead. And then it scared me so much I didn't watch it for like 2 more years.
There's also an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark called The Phone Police, and it's exactly as bad as you think it is.
The phone?
Phone police. Yep.
Phone police. Where are you coming from? Phone police.
These kids make...
Nobody knows who you are.
These kids make prank phone calls, and then...
the cops come?
And then the phone police get them.
That's just how regular cop.
Yeah, except it's the phone police. It's the worst episode of the entire show.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the actual scariest episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark, for my money, is the dollhouse episode.
Yes. I would absolutely agree.
Hands down, absolutely the most terrifying. The second one has, for me, is the little door that opens into a house that's on fire.
Yeah.
Is the house always on fire?
I don't know.
Or is it just on fire towards the end? They're like, there's got to be another door out of here, but there's a third door, so you can go back in, but the house is on fire.
I'm trying to remember. I remember the little door and the house on fire, and I do not remember anything else from that episode.
I just remember being very scared of that episode. But
I guess I need to watch all of Are You Afraid of the Dark again.
Rats.
Except for Phone Police.
The Dog Police spinoff no one asked for. Right, so anyway, so back to the Knight, back to Power Rangers. Knight's going to the cave. He goes in the cave, and he's talking about the box, and he's like, I need to find someone pure of heart to open this box, and I will.
Yeah, he puts it on like a rock.
It's like a stone. Like, it's not a pedestal, but it's like pedestally enough.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't need to be pure of heart. I'm so strong.
And he's like, starts slapping it with his sword. I guess he's like slashing it, but
he's slashing at it.
It's doing nothing though.
He's definitely hitting it in ways that in real life would just send it flying.
Yeah.
But it's a magic box.
Right.
So
of
it's
course.
Not moving.
And then a dragon is there. And then there's a dragon.
The dragon might show up before he starts slashing it, because I think he comes in with it and he holds it up to the dragon and is like, I don't need to be pure of heart. I could open it with force. And the dragon just like
looks up at him.
Just like gruffs at him.
And also, it's a real dragon.
It's a dragon.
So just so we're all clear, dragons, real. In the world of Power Rangers, dragons,
yeah.
Real. Mermaids, real. Leprechauns, real. Santa Claus, real. That's true for real life, though. So,
right.
At least I got one out of four, right? But, like, there's just... this show's about time travel, and there's just a dragon in it.
He's just chilling in a cave. There was no
outside
hint,
a town?
There was no hint of a dragon at any other time in this episode. And all of a sudden, they just drop a whole-ass dragon in your lap.
It just, like, looks up, and it's like... pretty bad CGI, but like it's Power Rangers in the year 2000, so like it's pretty good CGI for those parameters.
Yeah.
Or 2001, rather, sorry. But the wildest thing is that it's a dragon!
Huh?
Just there. So he tries slashing the sword, the thing open, and it doesn't work. He's like, I'll go find someone pure of heart. Dragon, watch the box. And the dragon's like, you got it, chief. And then he leaves the box with the dragon as a watchdog.
Wild.
Why is there a dragon?
Because there needs to be a dragon.
I mean, I guess you already got a knight.
He can't just leave it unguarded in the cave. He needs his dragon to watch it.
That would be ridiculous. You're right. Also the thing is called the battle fire. And I don't know if that is the battle fire the same way like an air purifier.
Yeah, like it battlefies you.
It battles you. It turns you battle-y. Or if it's like battle fire, like the element fire, but it's a special... magic kind of fire, the battle fire.
Every time they name something with the word battle, it's really bad. It's
pretty bad always. There's a reason Battleside 5 is named that. And all their stuff is named bad because of how bad Power Rangers tries to get the word battle in there. But he can't open it, so he leaves. Cut back to the Rangers. They're leaving the movies. They saw Frankie Chang versus the ant...
People.
Now, the movie is called Frankie Chang versus the Ant People.
Yeah, Frankie Chang as himself.
So we're looking at a Wes Craven's New Nightmare situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I saw that and I was like, oh, Frankie Chang, good continuity, like that, versus the Ant People. That's schlocky. I'm into that. Katie's like, the movie was so scary. Jen's just like googly-eyed because she just got to watch a Frankie Chang movie in the theater. Can you imagine? And then... Wes, I don't know what Wes says, but Luke is like, it was so unbelievable. Like Tripp's night story. And then the knight shows up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no.
Yeah, because they're coming out of the theater and you hear the horse in the background. And then they walk out into the street and there's all the fog and the horse it might even be rearing back a little bit. And it's so Headless Horseman.
It is very Headless Horseman.
And he just charges at them. I don't even think he says it. No, he does, because Wes is like, under Wes's breath, he goes, Who are you? And the knight is like, that doesn't concern you.
Shut up, nerd.
I'm going to kill you now.
He's like, get out of the way. I must find someone pure of heart. And starts, like, running at them. Before we get to that, though, does Frankie Chang have a whole series of movies where he just plays himself?
Yes.
Can I get some Jackie Chan movies? Like, I guess it was a Jackie Chan Adventures was.
Oh, yeah.
But he did not voice himself.
Well, what? Jackie Chan didn't voice Jackie Chan?
No. He was executive producer because it was Jackie Chan Adventures, obviously.
Well, yes.
These are the true real story of Jackie Chan as a young archaeologist.
Yeah, it's an animated documentary.
Yeah, obviously. And so that's what he did. He also did, like, interviews at the end of every episode where he was like, what's your favorite book? And he was like, my favorite book is this, but it's Jackie Chan. Or like, what's your favorite stunt? And he's like, I did this stunt that was crazy. And they're like, awesome. That's it. Like, it's just Jackie Chan being like your Uncle Jackie, your cool Uncle Jackie Chan. But like, other than that, can I get a movie with like old man Jackie Chan right now? But like
versus the ant people.
But like, oh, Jackie Chan got got pulled into a movie, a plot just like one of his movies.
So basically Last Action Hero, but instead of a kid being pulled into the movie, Jackie Chan is pulled into his own action movie.
Yes.
So instead of Jackie Chan's character in that movie, it's just Jackie Chan.
Yeah, let's remake Operation Condor 100% over, but just Jackie Chan plays himself instead this time.
I'm in.
Or just anything. I just want Jackie Chan to be in, like, everything ever.
That's fair.
Because he's pretty much the greatest. Anyway, Knight shows up, charges the Rangers. They all scatter except Wes, who stands his ground because Wes is dumb, I guess.
He has this look because they keep cutting to the Knight to a close-up of Wes and then to the Knight into a close-up of Wes. And he's, like, trying to figure out everything that's happening at once to him.
Right.
And he's overloaded, so he can't move.
Yeah, and then it gets close enough to him, and he just jumps and does a flip over. It lands on a car.
Well, yeah, it's a Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah, of course. So. And then Knight, like, rears up and, like, leaves, right? We cut to the next day, like, early in the morning or late at night. It's hard to tell. I think it's late at night. They've been up all night. It's probably, like, 4 in the morning. And they've just been, they're, like, everybody's, like, asleep around the... By everybody, I mean Katie and Lucas, are asleep around the computer. Trip is on the computer, like, looking through the database. Wes is just pacing around. Jen's in her jammies.
Yeah, Jen went to bed.
She went to bed. She's like, "This, we're not going to find it. I'm going to bed." Very sensible of her. Everybody else stayed up.
Maybe they're all going to be tired when they have to fight the Knight.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it in shifts. I don't know. But she's in jammies, and everybody else is, like, in their clothes, sleeping on that picnic table they have in the living room.
This whole scene is only to confirm that the Knight, because Trip is looking through the prison database.
Yes.
And this confirms that the Knight is not a mutant.
Yeah. Keep that in mind.
That's very important.
Everybody, we cut from there to nighttime again. So maybe it's the next night. They've just been up all day. Who knows? It's nighttime, and there's a couple in a car, and they're about to get hot and heavy.
Okay, so everything before this scene has been, like, Sleepy Hollow, Headless Horseman, but also, like, King Arthur.
Right. But Power Rangers.
And then, so now we have a couple who keep almost kissing, but they're not allowed.
Yeah. Because you can't. Not on Papa Haim's watch. So the first thing is she's like, "So you would do anything for me?" And he's like, "Yeah, of course, anything."
He leans in, and she puts her hand up. And she's
on,
like,
his
no,
mouth. And she's like, "Well, hold on. What if someone were attacking me? What would you do?" And he's like, "Well, they'd have to go through me first." And she's like, "Oh, I like that answer." And they lean in to kiss, and a sword comes.
Well, in the distance, there's a horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because this is when she pie faces him.
She pie faces, and she looks, she goes, "That's a horse."
Yeah.
"That's weird, right?" He's like, "Whatever, give me them smooches."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Okay." And then a sword comes through the roof of the car.
For 10 seconds in an episode of Power Rangers, it turns into a Jason movie.
Yeah. But Jason,
this is when I was like, this is the craziest episode of this show so far.
But Jason is a knight from the past, we think, who has a pet dragon.
Also, why is he attacking him?
I don't know. So for this great joke, that's
it's
the only
just
reason.
Just for the joke, yeah.
So they get out, and they, like, start to run, and he's like, "Defend your damsel's honor." And she's like, "Yeah, you said you'd do anything. You said you'd protect me." And he's like, "But he's got a sword."
He pushes her at him.
It's very good. So then the Knight slashes the car so hard it blows up. So I don't want to be on the business end of that. Then the Power Rangers show up, and he cuts them all with his sword because he's a knight. And he beats them all up.
Yeah.
And he challenges Wes to, like, a one-on-one duel. And he beats Wes up, too. And he beats him up the most. He's like, "You are not a worthy opponent." And then gets back on his horse and rears up and then
just rides away.
Rides off. And so Wes is like, "I'm going to follow him on Porygon." So he calls Porygon. And he jumps on it and he flies at him. And then Knight just disappears.
It runs into the fog. I thought into the cave.
And
but
the cave disappeared. That's what I thought. But
but we never really see the cave because then we cut to, like, I'm assuming that morning.
Yeah, they've been looking all night.
And I imagine they would have met up with West and been looking there.
Yeah. That's got to be where they are, yeah. But they haven't found anything. And so it's morning. Wes is like, all right, everybody go back to the city. Just look around. Keep an eye out. I'm going to wait here because come nightfall, I know he'll be back.
I'm going to wait here for 9 hours.
For 15 hours, maybe.
With no Twitter.
No phone.
Not even a Game Boy.
Dad, he doesn't have the Shonen Jump app. He can't read Naruto all day like I do. Naruto's very good, y'all. I don't know what you've heard about the Orange Ninja Boy, but he's very good, actually, at least in the comic book. So it's a manga.
It's a manga.
That's just Japanese for comic book, okay? So anyway, Jen's like, all right, be careful. And then it's him waiting for 15 hours, and that's it. And then it kind of cuts between him, like, waiting and Jen looking, like, in the window at the clock tower being pensive. And Lucas comes up with hot cocoa, and he's like, here you go. And she's like, thanks. And he's like, Wes will be fine. Why don't you let me take this watch? You seem very tired. She's like, thanks. And so she goes. Cuts back to Wes, and the night comes out, but Wes had fallen asleep against a tree, which, like, been there. I could absolutely fall asleep standing up if I just...
I'm almost always about a minute and a half away from falling asleep.
I am one good lean away from falling asleep any given time.
If I'm propped up, it doesn't take much.
Yeah. So night comes out, Wes wakes up, and it runs past him. But he sees it. Maybe he's like, no, dork, I'm not here to fight you.
No, because he's on the tree and the horse neighs again. And then he like shoots awake and he's like, oh, that's the knight. And he sees it kind of like run off.
Or just a random equestrian.
Right.
Out for a late night gallop.
A mounted officer.
Yeah. Because why not? Why Silver Hills has apparently a dragon. Why not have a bounty? So... then he sees the hoof prints and he follows it backwards. He's like, he calls Luke. He's like, I'm going to follow. The knight's on the loose. He's on his way. You head him off in the city. I'm going to backtrack, find where he came from. So he goes backwards and he finds the cave and he bumps into a dragon.
Yeah, he...
Did he get the box first?
No, I think he saw the box, and as he was going for it, he like bumped a little bit. And then we just see the slimy leg of the dragon. And Wes looks up and is like, oh, buddy.
Oh, butts. And this is when my little brother was like, well, he has seen a T-Rex before. So, like...
the difference of that is...
T-Rex was real.
T-Rex, it did exist, and dragons are a mythological creature.
Or T-Rexes are dragons.
That could be, too.
I don't know
if that's a real theory, but I feel like dragons are just... they found dinosaur bones in medieval times.
That's what I think.
And they were like, oh, that's a big old...
That's a dragon.
That's a big dragon.
That's a dragon.
I bet they eat princesses.
There's like in the Bible, they talk about dragons. It's right after God's like, what was the joke I made earlier? If it rhymes, it's true.
Yeah.
It's like that. Also, there's dragons. Whoa. I didn't mean to make these. They can breathe fire and they're huge. It's such a bad idea.
I had some leftover parts and I made a mistake.
Good luck, y'all. But then maybe that was just Bible people finding dinosaur bones and being like, yeah, dragon, I bet. Obviously. Gotta be a dragon. Anyway, so dragon does a fire breath. He jumps over the dragon and then squares up with it like it's a man he's gonna fight. But it's a dragon, though.
Yeah, that already has breathed fire at him.
Yes, it's confirmed his draconic abilities. Then we cut back to the other rangers, where they find the knight. They just, like, see him, like, galloping away. And we cut back to Wes fighting the dragon.
Wes, who is in a sweet-ass dragon fight on this episode of Power Rangers. Yep. He's not morphed yet.
He's not morphed.
Because when we cut back, he is thrown against the wall and falls to the ground.
Yeah.
It looks up. And he goes back to fight the dragon more as Wes.
It's like he's waiting for like the most dramatic moment.
Well,
to
he's
morph.
Gonna find it.
So we cut back to the other rangers, and they start fighting the knight, and then we cut back, and it just kind of cuts back and forth a couple times. But we come back to Wes. He gets knocked into the air or thrown in the air Or just jumps or something?
He's in the air.
He's midair. And the dragon shoots a flamethrower directed napalm strike at him. It is like a precision attack. And Wes morphs just in time.
Yeah, you can hear him start to call the morph as the dragon is like inhaling.
And then he's like, time force. And the dragon fires and it hits Wes the man. And then the fire dissipates. And Wes does that like supersonic, like, yeah.
throws all his limbs out like he threw the fire off him.
And he's morphed and it's dope as hell. And he's floating for a minute and he's clearly on wires because you can tell. And he pulls his gun out and he shoots some boulders above the dragon to knock it on the head with rocks.
Yeah.
And then he gets his time saber out, his chrono saber's out. And then he kills the dragon.
Yeah, he time strikes the dragon or some similar move.
I think it was a time strike.
Because he jumps up with them pointed at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the dragon blows up into a bunch of wet, meaty chunks.
There's a bunch of wet meat. There's just a bunch of chunks of wet meat falling down, like a lot of them. And they're a dragon.
Yeah, it's dragon meat.
It's dragon meat.
You should probably take that. I bet you could get a lot of money
if
for real dragon meat.
If you wanted to sell that. To science?
Does dragon meat come pre-cooked? Are they hot inside, or do they just breathe fire?
I mean, the fire's got to come from somewhere, but they might be magic.
Could be magic.
Who knows? No one knows how magic works.
No.
Except for Chris Angel.
He's the only one.
Just him.
David Blaine's a hack.
David Blaine's a hack. It's a piece of garbage.
I'm going to sit in a cold tub for 20 days. I'm going to stand on top of a pole.
I'm going to be up here.
If you need me, it's a Big Macs.
Someone toss me a milkshake. You're like, no, David, that's not part of the trick. He's like, all right, I'm going to go sit in some ice cubes then. Okay,
you
David.
Did this to me.
That's not magic. He's like, yeah, it is. You're like, all right. He's like, I'm going to sit in a tub of Jell-O for 40 days. Like, that's nasty and sticky, but okay, David, if
this
you want to do
ultimate
that.
Double dare.
And then Chris Angel is like, I ripped my arm off.
Yeah, I'm going to levitate between these two buildings.
And then I'm gonna walk on this water here. And I know how he did that.
I also heard that the building levitation was like only for TV. It doesn't work in person because it's tricky editing.
There's a crane right out of frame. Moving
just
him over.
Pulling him over. Yeah. And everyone else like, oh, wow.
Everyone else like, wow.
Chris Angel, wow.
They're like, all right, if you want to watch this trick, you got to stand right here and you can't look above this point.
Don't look up.
Don't do it. And they're like, okay, I like Chris Angel. I like that trick you did with the salt shaker when he made it disappear. That was like one of those, like, I'll teach you how to do a magic trick. And so he's like, I'm not going to explain the Chris Angel magic trick on the podcast. Google Chris Angel salt shaker.
Man, street magic was so hot for like 1 year.
There was like, yeah, like a 1 to 2 years where it was like popping. And then there was like the spin-offs where it was like, not like spin-offs, but like different takes on it. Like there was like Darren Brown, I think his name was, where he's like, I'm gonna brainwash you, but you won't know it. I'm just gonna use like subliminal messaging and linguistics to read your mind. And turn your car horn on.
Oh my god, it worked.
Mind freak.
My mind is freaked.
How freaked is your being, Josh?
100%. Because there was just a dragon on Power Rangers. That was not an evil monster. Or it was just a dragon.
No, you know who doesn't appear in this episode at all? Rancic or Frax or any mutants at all.
Any mutants or robots.
Nobody, none of their villains appear, except there's a knight with a dragon. So he kills a dragon. The wet chunks of dragon are falling down like rain, just like all over the place. And he grabs a box and he opens it. And inside the box is the little ghost of the white knight from earlier. And he's like, you must be pure of heart because you opened the box. And this is the red battle fire, this is the battle fire in here. And you will be the red battle warrior. And nobody else can use it but you. So why call it the red battle warrior if there's only one?
Because his knightly accents were red.
He does say, like, my body will be your armor.
Yeah, he literally says, like, I give you my armor.
My
armor. That I didn't use, I guess.
My armor. It didn't work when I got jousted to death earlier.
Here, X, take my arm cannon. It's ridiculous. He does turn into a Mega Man with it.
Yep. And he's like, oh, rat. It's like this globe. And it's also CGI. And it's like, it's pretty bad. But they're doing their best. Everyone's doing their best here. And it, like, floats into his hand. And he's like, oh, I'll be the red Battlefire. And he's like, that's not what I said. You'll be the red battle warrior. This is the Battlefire. Unclear on the spelling of it. Whatever you think is right. So then we cut back to the Rangers, where the Knight is just whipping their butts. And everyone's, like, downed. And Jen is, like, on the ground. And he's doing that, like, I'm gonna do the kill shot.
Yeah, he's holding her down with his foot. I think on her shoulder.
I think so.
And she's like, no, don't. He's like, I'm going to stab you.
I'm going to have to.
I'm very slowly going to stab you. Any one of your friends could stop me, but I beat him up too bad.
Then they won't. And then Wes goes, hey, stop. And he's like, okay.
He's like, you, I already beat you. How dare you challenge me a second time?
Yeah, he's like, no one is dumb enough to challenge me twice. And he's like, I'm dumb enough. And then he pulls out, he opens his hand, and the Battlefire. There, he's like, the Battlefire? That means you killed my dragon.
You are true of heart.
You must be pure of heart. And then
pure
Wes.
Pure of heart. David True Heart.
David True Heart was
a
character. And then so he crushes the Battlefire in his hand and it goes into his blood, I guess.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm going to let you have it.
And he turns into the Red Battle Warrior, which is a new muscle butt suit.
It is just. It's a Mega Man X. Armor Mega Man X.
He looks a lot like Full Armor Mega Man X. He also might be the Digimon that Vemon armor digivolves into when he gets the Egg of Destiny.
There's a lot going on over in Digimon.
Is a lot. This is only season two.
Oh, boy.
Digimon. I don't know what season they're up to. The first four seasons are, like, the good ones. And then after that, I tried watching the fifth one, and I was like, this is bad. But maybe I just didn't give it a shot. And I was also, like, in college, so I was all snooty.
Right, can't watch a cartoon.
No. I did watch three seasons of Digimon back to back to back.
Right.
I watched it all in one day. Like, I watched, like, all of season one in one day with some friends, which is like 18 hours because there's a lot of Digimon. And then we did it with season two. Then we did it with season three. I don't remember anything that happened in season three because we argued about time travel for what I think was 15 hours straight because we were in college. Yeah. Anyway.
College is not for everyone.
No, it was. I've talked about it enough this month, I think.
That's fair.
Anyway, muscle butt suit, Megan Man X. It's like a knight. It doesn't look anything like the knight from earlier who said, you will get my armor. So this is his other armor. He should have worn this and he wouldn't have been killed.
Maybe it's a combination of his magic knight armor and the Morphin Grid power that makes it into this big, like, Gundam Mega Man armor that Wes has on.
You know, I don't buy that. I think that tracks. It's like, this would be my armor on grid energy.
Yeah, because here's the thing. This knight is in 2001.
Uh-huh.
Presumably from medieval times.
Yeah.
Because it says a medieval knight in the episode description.
Right.
And that is the major question that they have no interest in answering. There's no why. When he disappears, when he runs away, they never say if he was hiding in the cave and they couldn't find the cave, or if he went back in time.
Yeah, this episode does not care one iota where the knight came from, where the dragon came from, if there's time travel involved, if there's sorcery involved, they don't care. Not even a little bit.
No.
And we'll never know.
And there's a whole ass dragon just chilling in a cave like it's fine.
Just like outside the city. Like, in the woods, because we watch, like, we follow him.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's near the movie theater. They're just a dragon downtown.
Well, I guess we know he didn't go back in time because Wes found the cave and fought and killed the dragon.
But there's also, it definitely felt like the cave is magic and is only there at night.
At night.
But then we see it in the day.
Because the knights come out at night.
Well, yes.
And also, Wes slayed a dragon in this episode.
He fought it regular style for a while.
I am genuinely shocked that the girl from the kissing scene was not in that cave.
Yeah.
Being held captive by the dragon.
That would have been bonkers. Anyway, so he's got fire wings in his new suit. He's got Buster's sword from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite guy, Buster.
Buster, the main character of Final Fantasy VII.
And his big sword?
It's Buster's sword.
It's Buster's sword. And he kills the knight. And the knight is not a mutant. So place your bets now. What does that mean? Does it mean the knight grows like a mutant, even though he's not a mutant? Or does it mean that Wes killed a man?
Well, the knight never grows.
The Wes killed a man.
Wes killed a man, or he's a robot?
I didn't see
There's no hint of him being a robot at all.
No. Wouldn't that be buck wild? Like, then the knight was a robot the whole time.
No, we never find out what or who the knight is because Wes exploded him with his new sexy armor.
Kills him so much he blows up in fire and they're like, good, we took care of him. But like, yeah, because he's dead.
Not one person is like, Wes, don't kill the human man.
No, they're like, yeah, kick his ass, Wes. You got a cool suit now. Look at that sword. It's so dope. But like, a man's dead, Wes.
You blew up a man and a dragon. Quite possibly the only one.
Was the Black Knight, did he time travel or was he just extremely long lived?
I feel like, yes.
No further questions.
Because he is not even a little bit like taken aback by cars or anything going on in the modern time. So either he's been time traveled for a minute and just decided now is the time to come out of the cave.
Yeah.
Or he lived the whole time.
I don't remember when they said it, but at some point they're like, we'll stop his reign of terror. And but he'd only been there for 4 days, maybe. And he only really harassed people trying to park.
Yeah.
And neck. So, reign of terror.
Failing miserably.
Right, yeah.
Because no kisses.
No kiss. Not even one. You'll get hickeys and you'll die. All your blood will turn into silver and it'll pour out your pores. So we cut to the next day. They bring the sword back to the cave. It's night. It's daytime. And Wes stabs the sword into the ground. And it, like, does that, like, an earthquake's gonna happen. Like, on the ground. Like, that little, like, pattern. And it runs up to the cave. The cave slams shut. Like, boulders come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just turn the cave into a rock wall.
It's the opposite of that scene in Chrono Trigger. Where Frog takes his new legendary sword and cleaves a rock wall in half to open up a cave with it. Frog's the greatest character in video games.
His
name is Frog.
I mean,
his real name is Glenn. Everybody calls him Frog.
Does he look like a frog?
He is a frog knight, yeah. He was a guy, and then he got cursed to look like a frog.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer. I've never played Chrono Trigger.
We tried once.
And the we tried to eat the capture card.
Yeah.
So, never happened. Maybe someday. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. So, how did Wes know to come back and stab the sword into the ground and make the cave go away? And what problem does this cave present now that the knight and the dragon are dead?
The cave exists both in the present and the past.
The cave is the time travel.
Yes. And the sword acted like a dowsing rod to lead him to the cave. And then he just knew, well, I know how to seal this. I've seen fantasy movies. He just stabbed it into the ground and earthquaked it shut.
Okay, you know, I'll buy it. I think I'll buy that. So then we cut to the next day. We're at the clock tower. Wes is like, and the dragon had three heads, and they were all spitting fire.
Wes.
And I was like, jumping around.
Buddy, you fought and killed a real dragon. You don't need to exaggerated yeah. at all, I don't think.
You don't need to spice this baby up.
Also,
you kill the dragon.
Everything he says is true except for the three heads.
Yeah. It's weird that that's like the place he goes. But he's like, yeah, and then I had to, so then I killed it, and it was wet chunks of meat all over the place. And Kay's like, oh my God, that's awesome. And Jen's like, wait a minute. When you told me the story, the dragon only had two heads. And Wes is like, well, you see.
The thing about that is that
when I told you, it's because, and then Trip comes in before he can like give a thing. And Trip comes in with the nastiest broken pizza boxes ever.
Second, they're not as nasty as the
first
ones. No,
they are not as bad as that first one was a pizza crime. This one is just like a pizza manslaughter.
Yeah.
Which is still a crime, I guess.
It is, but it's not.
This is a pizza misdemeanor.
It's not a murder.
Yeah. So he comes in, it's like, oh no. And they're like, what happened to the pizza? Is the knight back? And he's like, no.
He says, like, you're never going to believe it.
And I was like, the knight's back? And he's like, no. I dropped a pizza. And Trip, my man. Hey, Trip, come here. Hey, buddy, come here. How hard did you drop that pizza?
He dropped it. And then the spirit of Ric Flair overtook him.
And he elbow dropped it. He threw his big orange jacket on it, and he elbow dropped it. And then
he snapped out of it, and he's like, what have I done?
I went too hard. I wooed too hard. And then that's the end of the episode. So, Josh.
Yes.
You started.
I did.
I get to pick the first best. The best is when Wes fights and kills a dragon.
Wes slays a dragon. It doesn't get better than that.
He slays a dragon. I don't care how out of place and weird it is. You put a dragon and someone slaying it in anything, and yeah, bud, I'm in.
It's even better when it's out of place like this, because it's out of place, but it still works because this is Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Literally anything can happen here.
Yeah, last season there just was like an underwater mermaid world. Like.
Now there's two mermaids.
Well, I'm
sure, mermaid and a merdad.
I'm sure there were more. We just didn't see him because she was going to take over.
No, that's true.
So she had to have something or someone to rule over. Unless it was just that like underwater. It was just that underwater Cracker Barrel and some fish. What was her name? Marina?
I think so, yeah.
I liked Marina. I liked the dragon better. That's the best.
Yeah.
Obviously. The worst I'm going to say is them. Not even just not explaining it, but not even giving one crap about what this knight's deal is.
Not even a passing thought of like, how is this happening?
Like, I will not rest until I find, I don't care if it takes me 1,000 years to open this box. Nothing. Nothing.
This is the craziest way to give Wes new armor.
Like last season.
They could have ever come up with.
Last season there were. Did he get a muscle? Did Carter get a muscle butt suit? Or was it just the mega battles?
Maybe. No, I think he got something. He might have got a mega battle, but it was more mega than the other ones.
I know he got that dumb sleeping bag that we hate.
I think he got a muscle butt suit too, but I could not tell you what it was.
I don't know how he got it, but the year before that, like, Carone had to like face her past and deal with like a man she wronged when she was astronomer so Leo could get a f-ing muscle butt suit.
Hey guys, skip Lost Galaxy.
Don't
bad.
Watch it. It's pretty bad.
I know Carone's in it.
She's not in it the way you hope she's in it.
Watch maybe a couple episodes. Watch Kendrick's big episode.
Yeah, Pink with Evil, Pink No More, Pink. Pink guy.
Something about Pink.
Pinkerton, the Weezer album.
Definitely has Pink in it. It's not Pink No More because that's the Kimberly one, right?
That's a different shade of Pink. It might be Pink.
It might be Pink No More.
It might be Pink No More then. Anyway, yeah, watch that. Go listen to our episodes instead. Just see if a good one happens. Oh, Loyax?
Watch Loyax.
Watch Loyax. Loyax rules. But other than that, skip it. But then this time. Instead of like, I don't remember how Andros got it. I think he like downloaded a pro. He kazaa'd a new muscle butt suit.
But his was like titular muscle butt.
His
suit.
Was the musclest buttest suit. But then like, just there's a knight and he kills another knight to get a box that only Wes can open. What if, like, just like Heather stumbled upon it, killed a dragon, opened up the metal box?
Then she would be a knight.
I want that show more than I want anything in the world.
Yes.
But also, where'd they come from?
I don't know.
That's the only bad part of the episode.
Yeah, the worst is, like, that we have to think about how it happened. Because I don't necessarily care
that
there's not an explanation. It just kind of sucks that there's not even any dots to connect.
Yeah, I just want them to, like, acknowledge that, like, the knight came... There's something else with the knight, but there's not.
Maybe the worst is actually Wes murdering a human... A human man.
Oh, you know what? That was pretty bad, I think.
With reckless abandon.
With, like, fire and, like, Buster's sword. I'm still going to give it to the fact that I don't know where this knight came from.
I'm going to give it to the actual murder.
Okay, that's fair. I understand that. MVP is the guy who's like, he's got a sword, and then ran away and pushed his lady friend in front of a knight that was with murderous intent.
My MVP is Wes for slaying a freaking dragon.
I'm, of course, kidding. It's Wes who killed him, right? You know what? No. Wes has got enough points. I'm giving it to the guy for the great line delivery.
That's fair.
My favorite part about this is, like, they were like, kissing, like, teenagers, right? Like, this is a very teenager scene. That dude's hairline was at least 35 years old.
I was thinking, I was like, kids watching this think this is what teenagers do. These are two adults.
The woman looked like she was around my age.
Yeah.
And the guy looked like... he's been working at Target for 30 years.
That hurts. You're cutting me deep, Jay.
Anyway, now we got to rank it.
I want this to be very high.
I think it goes pretty high.
How do we think this compares to Quantum Secret?
I think Quantum Secret, also Muscle Butt Suit.
Yep.
Had a lot of cool shots. Had Eric... in a big shirt, in a big weird shirt. No Eric this time either.
No.
Nobody but the Rangers and a knight and a dragon. They couldn't pay Eric because they had to make a dragon.
Yep.
I'm cool with it. It happens.
Yeah, I'm going to allow it.
Sorry, Eric. I think maybe it's better than Quantum Secret.
All right, well, it's the new number two then.
It's not as good as Movie Madness, but it is.
The new number two.
Two time.
You are number six.
When you say that, I get excited that you are referencing The Prisoner, and I know you're just referencing the Fozzy song.
No, I look, I know the Iron Maiden song. It was in Guitar Hero. Or Rock Band, or both.
But you're still not talking about the show The Prisoner.
No, I'm talking about the song.
The song is called The Prisoner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's referencing a show from the 60s called The Prisoner.
Yes, probably. I don't know. I know the original is by Iron Maiden, and then Fozzy did it, and Chris Jericho is bad. Is bad at metal music. Because he's just Chris Jericho. So that whole opening dialogue, he's just saying as the character Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a wrestling fan, I can't unhear him just, like, being Chris Jericho.
Right. Anyway, that's it.
Yep, we did it.
We did it.
Oh, in a long time, we did it.
Last episode was also very long. We got to stop. We got to nip this in the bud. Next time, Monday, the episode's called Time for Lightspeed.
Yeah, the picture had all of them in a line.
All of them. Now, Josh, did you read the description?
I did not.
Thank goodness.
I think you X out of it real quick.
I did, because it spoils something pretty dumb.
Well, I'm glad I didn't read it.
And
you'll have to remind me on Monday when you're loading the episode to not read the description.
Yes.
Because I usually do when you pause it to catch up.
Yeah, I will have to. Because it's so... I don't remember... When I watched it, I was like, man, these guys can't act as well as the new ones can. But now I love all of them except Joel. And I...
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't care if they're bad. They're my friends. They're my kids. So I'm excited to see them again. But also, the plot don't make no sense. And I'm very excited to talk about it. But
I am too.
That's on Monday. Until then,
may the power protect you.
Time Force! Time Force! Power!
Yeah.
That would kick a whole dump. I don't know what that was. We're going to delete that. That joke didn't make it to air.